American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. In its first day in existence, Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign sets a fundraising record. Here's Fox's Jared Halpern.
The Harris campaign raised $81 million in the first 24 hours after President Biden ended his re-election bid and endorsed his vice president. It's a total, the campaign says, is the highest 24-hour amount raised ever, coming from 880,000 donors. Hundreds of Democratic delegates, once pledged to President Biden, are also indicating they will support Harris at the party's convention next month. Dozens of elected Democrats, including the former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, are endorsing Vice President Harris. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A radio host and former attorney for Donald Trump believes Joe Biden will ultimately withdraw from the presidency. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
President Joe Biden dropped out of the 2024 race for the White House on Sunday, ending his bid for re-election after a disastrous debate with Donald Trump that raised doubts about the incumbent's fitness for office with the election just 4 months away. A lot of Republicans are saying that if Joe Biden is not fit to run a campaign, how is he possibly fit to run the country for the next 7 months? Jenna Ellis is a former attorney for President Donald Trump and host of Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio.
A lot of Republicans are, I think, wisely calling for Biden to simply resign. I think that is the correct move. I'm going to predict that Biden will ultimately withdraw from the presidency because if Kamala Harris is the incumbent running and she is now being set up to get the Democrat nomination, then it would be much stronger for her and a stronger position for the Democrats going against Donald Trump, a former president, for her to be the current sitting president.
Ellis says no one should ever think that the left actually thinks like us.
That they actually care about the rule of law, that they care about the best interests of the country. I mean, this is all about the Democrats knowing that Joe Biden is not going to beat Donald Trump. And so they have this swap out of their candidate.
I'm Chad Groening.
Fox News reports President Biden called into a Harris campaign event today and said he would be fully engaged.
So let me be real clear. We're still fighting in this fight together. I'm not going anywhere. And I want you to know you've always had my back. And I promise you, I will always have your back.
Republican Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri is urging all members of the president's cabinet, including Vice President Harris, to invoke the 25th Amendment against President Biden, according to Fox News Digital. Schmidt sent letters to every member of Biden's cabinet today, just a day after the president suspended his re-election campaign amid pressure from within his own party about his age and fitness to serve another term. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle testified at the House Oversight Committee hearing today about the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. During her testimony, she was asked by Republican New York Congressman Nick Langworthy to describe what makes an individual a threat to the Secret Service.
For the Secret Service, for an individual to be determined to be a threat, that individual would have to be seen with a weapon or capable of doing some sort of harm to our protectees.
The former president's heir was injured in the shooting. Two rally attendees were also injured, and one was killed. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds joined Fox Business to talk about the hearing.
It was an abject disaster, and if somebody could find Joe Biden, he needs to fire her immediately.
Director Cheadle says the assassination attempt was the most significant operational failure in decades, but claims she is the right person to lead the Secret Service. Fox Weather reports the July lull in tropical development continues. The tropical Atlantic, the Caribbean, and the Gulf of Mexico are covered with Saharan dust and dry air. High pressures controlling the tropical development belt. Fox Weather said not to forget 1969. June and July brought a couple of depressions and a tropical storm that year before getting really active. Hurricane Camille hit in August. It turns out that the atmosphere-ocean pattern in 1969 is similar to what we are seeing this year. So stay tuned. I'm Robert Thornton.